Don't be intimidated by your youthfulness. Right? Never be intimidated by your youthfulness. So, don't be full of fear. Don't be nervous. Don't be compromising. You know, because many times I get to realize that we tend to be intimidated by the fact that we're young. And it stops us from doing marvelously well in anything, you know, and at anywhere we find ourselves. It stops us. So many times you will hear somebody say, I am just 18, so I'm waiting to be 35. Now that for me is very sad, because many get to regret not doing whatever it is that they should have done while they were younger. So let me tell you something. You see, ministry is for the young. The older folks, bless their darling hearts, you know, have experience. But the work of the ministry is for young people. And he says, oh, I just want to be 45 before I now think of this. Why would you have to wait to be 45 to think of something like that? So many times we find ourselves becoming timid, afraid. You know, when, you know, people who have gone ahead of us question our desires to do more for the Lord. And just at certain times, we also tend to doubt what we can become. Or we find ourselves thinking less, dreaming very small. Feel you are young. You're not young. You're not young. In fact, many of the times, the strength of a nation is characterized by its youthfulness. By the time you are, let me tell you something. By the time you are 60 years, 70, the nation doesn't have much need of you. The only thing the nation needs of you right now is your wisdom. Because you can't do much. You can't accomplish much when you are 70. You can't accomplish so much when you are 75 and 65. You are not as vigorous and as quick and as swift as you should. And I think that is very true. Yeah. Even for males, at 25 years is when you are most fertile. Yeah, most fertile. So when you start getting into 30 years and your fertility goes down, your sperm count and viability, it's a lot weaker. Even in the Old Testament, Levites were actually chosen when they were young, 25. They were ready to serve in the temple. It means you are ready to be a full-time minister. Not going to follow your mommy and daddy and all of that. So we get a lot of the times intimidated by the fact that we're young, doubt what we can become, think less of ourselves, dreaming very small. You're giving people to lead and you are behaving like a tortoise. Oh, hey, please, can you please move to the left, please, sir, ma. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Can you please fear God? What's that timidity for? But you see, God does not see us the way the natural man sees us, because the natural man, you know, has a natural way of viewing things. But God doesn't view us that way. God sees us with the eyes of faith. God sees us with the eyes of faith. Jehoash was 7 years old when his reign began. Josiah became king at the age of 8. Hezekiah began when he was just 12 years old. Uzziah became king, anointed at the age of 16. See, you are way older than all of the people we are calling. So we have to see with the eyes of faith. Who God says we are. Not I'm young. No. I am God's servant. I am God's man. I am God's representative. I stand with God. God is in me. So, Paul is writing to Timothy, is encouraging Timothy and gives some counsel to Timothy that we can learn from. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 to 11, you see that Paul is trying to encourage Timothy. In his first letter, he says, let no man despise their youth. No man, adult or young, absolutely no one. No circumstance should despise your youth. No one should talk down on you. Say, he's too young, he can't be a pastor. Oh, he's too this, he can't do this. She's just 20, she can't disciple anyone. See. Young people today, they get up and they call themselves prophets. Moses became a prophet at the age of 520 years. There's something wrong with you. They just get up today and they say, You are an evangelist. When did God call you? When God called me, were you there? Were you there? If you were not there, don't say God never called somebody. So many times we are fond of, you know, just looking down on people, feeling, see these young people. See these people. They say, who is your pastor? Say, Pascal. Who? That small boy? I was thinking you were saying a bishop or something. That's not, who is that? So people are fond of just looking down. They just look down on. So Timothy was likely to be looked down on because Paul had sent off Titus to Crete and told Timothy to stay in Ephesus. Then he left on one of his journeys. And Timothy was youthful. It's a hard in debate, but say between 30 and 40. Some even go down as 25, but I didn't want to say 25. But it's not any older. So they might try to say, hey, Paul of Tarsus. Paul of what? Tarsus. You, his protege. You must be crazy. Paul of Tarsus. Is he not the one that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament? Say, yes, please, Paul of Tarsus. You are the one representing Paul of Tarsus. What's wrong with you? So, men are always very swift to despise. But let me tell you something. If you despise yourself, then you have not been taught well. And that's why I'm telling you that you must not despise your youth. It's to treat as nothing. I'm young, so I can't lead. I'm young, so I can't do this. Oh, I'm young, so I'm timid. I'm young, so mine says, hey, good morning. Then I run away. No. 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 I can tell you, many of you are quite young here. I am too. But, for example, Pastor Chris started going out for crusades in his teens. Yes. Yes. Bishop Doug Ewart Mills started to pastor a church when he was 25. Ajahn Asari started when he was 26. Men's Altar started when he was also in his 20, between 25 and 26. Bishop T.T. Ofey also pastored a church in his early 20s. It's not whether the church is working or not. No, it's not whether the church is working or not. It is whether you have availed yourself to be that relevant in what God is doing. So when they say Pascal says he's pastoring or he's going pastoring, is he not too small to pastor? He's not good to, supposed to go to university Bible school. No. In fact, let me tell you one of my resolutions. I said, okay, let me not say this. I'll say this in 10 years' time. So, don't let anybody tell you that You are too young to actually find yourself becoming very relevant in the ministry. You're not. So Timothy almost had this issue, because now Paul has left the whole of Ephesus to him. He's left the whole of Ephesus to him. He's a bishop. The whole of Ephesus has been left to him. The whole of Ephesus, let's say, is like the whole of Accra. There are old men in there. There are old women in there. Young men in there. Young women in there. And there's been Timothy, pastor them. Pastor. Stand in front of the people and preach. So don't allow somebody disdain. You know, sometimes they could just make you feel unworthy. Is that all of these young, exuberant people? Yes, we like it. We like it. That's how God can use us. Didn't you see the story of Phinehas? When he saw the abominations that were happening, and he took out a spear and he thrusted the person who was involved in that act. And God said to Phinehas, he said, my anger was kindled upon the people. Yes, God was actually angry and he was going to kill the people. Then he commended Phinehas's exuberant, youthful killing. It was exuberant. He killed somebody, but God said, I commend you. If not because of that, several other people could have been killed. Never get to your offices and feel like you don't matter. Never get to any place. I'm not saying do that in pride. I'm saying be bold about your disposition on anything. Are you listening? When somebody looks at you, look them back in the eye. When somebody shakes you, don't give them a weak handshake. It's actually a proof of timidity. Shake them hard and strong. I think I said this before, and then Pastor shook a young guy who came to Yakal, and the guy gave him a firm grip. I was smiling. I said, it's because I said this, that's why he's confident. Pastor said, it looks like you want something from me. He didn't know that the guy had been taught to look straight in the eye and speak confidently. Don't be afraid. Are you listening? So, to despise your youth will be to disesteem. Going to think little of nothing. I don't matter. As for me, my voice is not heard. I can't lead because I'm young. Oh, see, oh, I'm just 19 and I can't do. Oh, see, I'm just 29, 25. I have to wait when I'm 36, 42. 59, 75, before I'll now think of, oh, no. So many times because we're young, you know, they try to talk down on us. These one-man churches, I said, what is one-man church? Listen, what is one-man church? I had to ask the person, I said, what is one-man church? Say, one-man churches are the churches that are started by single man. I said, okay, let me just tell you something, just in case you didn't know. Every church you see today is qualified to be a one-man church. Say, hey, how? I said, which church do you want to say is not a one-man church? Say, Pentecost, Presby. I said, oh, your history is not too good, eh? James McKeon started Pentecost, one-man church. He actually left CAC. He said, no, this CAC, your doctrine is very wicked. So let me go and start my own church. That's how he has become today. Zion, Alexander Dowie. Even Rema, Kenneth Hagin. Methodist. Who is the Methodist? Who is the Methodist head? Yes. What's his name? Wesley. Yeah, Wesley. So Wesley was also like me. If you think Wesley was an angel, you'll be lying. Wesley was like me. He was like me. When he started to, he was like, you didn't know him. He was like me. Apostle Makion was like me and like you. Bishop Dark was like me. So today is a Lighthouse is not a one man church because there are a lot of churches. I said, hey, it's a one man church. A man has a vision and many others catch the vision. So every church actually. You should call every church. You should call, don't say that because they have many what. So Paul is saying, let no man despise thy youth. Let me tell you something. These things I'm teaching you, I had to painstakingly learn them myself because I was very timid. I'm telling you, I was very timid. Yeah. It is sometimes nice, like you want to see some traits in there, but you can't see it. And some of you try to see it, but you can't see it. Yeah, I was very timid. You hardly get me to do anything substantial. I never sat in front of my class since from, what do you call it? Ever since I was born, I have never sat in front of my class. Like Pascal, I willingly go to sit in front. Yeah, I'm always at the back. Always. The first time I sat in front in my whole life was last month during my pastoral class. Yeah. Then when I sat in front and I said, today is today. If they ask questions, I will answer too. Because I've sat at the back for a very long time. And I said, I'll not do that. I'll not do that again. Yeah. So they'll throw a question. And I'll wait for a question that nobody knows. And I'll lift up my hand. Yes. And I'll answer it. I answered some questions. Bishop Titiofe said, what is your name? Where are you from? He never asked anybody. He's a very advanced person. He was teaching one of the lectures. He said, what is your name? Where are you from? Yeah. He said, I'll not keep quiet again. If I know something, I will contribute. Unless because I don't feel like contributing. But if I say I want to contribute, I want to make a meaningful contribution, I will. Yeah, so when I sat in front, was you see, I was going to say that nobody was going to despise my youth. And I wasn't there, which I was probably the youngest. Yeah, some of them were owners of churches and other pastors, older pastors. Yeah, I was probably the youngest, probably. And I said, no, I'm not going to keep quiet again. I've always looked down upon myself and I've always kept quiet. But I was not going to allow anybody to look down on my youth. Yeah. So you're also going to do the same. You're not going to give in to some fear because somebody is saying you say what? You say what? You want to have a business? By what year? Say, oh, I'm just go and sleep somewhere. We are talking about business, man. You're talking about your business. No, sir. I am going to not despise my youth. So, I'm going to have a series of teachings on this today, tomorrow, quite a number of days ahead. I want you to start to see yourself a leader. God has told me something. You see, God uses what was most unlikely. 1 Corinthians 1:27. Show me that scripture. And 28. And if possible, 26. So 26, 27, 28. I never was the one who should become a leader. I never was. I'm telling you the gospel fact. Yeah, I never was the one who should lead people. I never was. But you see, but for your calling, brethren, how that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. You see, some people look very dignifying, too competent. God is saying, see, for that kind of a grace I put on you, it's not according to the flesh. Not many mighty, not many noble, not many are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of this world to confine, the things that are mighty. Let nobody tell you you can't do it. Tell you that you can't build that company. Why? Because you don't have anything that it takes. Nobody tells you that you can't amount to this. Your dreams will not amount to anything. You say, watch what God's going to do with me. Just watch. So I was the one on seemingly, not the one to become a leader. I'm telling you, the most unlikely. I can't even believe it myself. Sometimes I tell God that, God, I sometimes feel like you are not serious about this. Because if you chose me, it means you can choose anybody. Yeah. If you chose me, you can choose anybody. Yeah. Because sometimes you can look around, you can see even more serious people. I know you might be saying, my pastor is very serious, but I don't think they're serious. Eh? Yes. But God has chosen the weak things of this world to compound the wise. So I don't want to see you guys, and you guys look timid and youthful and full of fear. See, God is giving us this nation, eh? And we cannot take this nation if we're going to approach it in timidity. Acting like we don't matter. No, we do. We actually do. We matter very much. Ministry prospers in our hands. Ministry does well with us. We can confidently lead the people God has kept them under our watch. You know, one time I was in tears and I was praying. I said, Lord, look at these people. Please give me what it takes to be able to lead them. God says, hey, stop that. If I didn't give you what it takes, I'll not bring them to you. Yeah. That's what he said. He said, if I didn't give you what it takes, I won't bring them to you. So God has put us there strategically. And you know, sometimes in youthfulness, there could be some exuberance. That's fine. I learned that from Kenneth Hagin. He says he rather will have more excesses than no fire at all. So excesses sometimes can be good, especially when there is no... You say, more excesses, no fire. So let's go to more excess. Let's go to the area where there's excess. It means there is fire, but there are a lot of things. There are a lot of things around us. Maybe not exactly the fire, but he says that one, he wants it. He wants the excess. Yeah. Than no fire at all. Than nothing happening at all. Than holding yourself back and saying, I'm youthful. I'm afraid. I can't do this. I'm afraid. I can't speak. I can't talk. I can't lead people to pray. I can't. Pastor, I can't preach. Pastor, how do they preach? Everybody started to preach the way they started to preach. I don't even remember how I preached, but I know I preached. Yeah, my first sermon in my whole life, I remember, I think I was 13. Yeah, 13 or 12 years old. It was before the Seventh-day Adventist church, the main church. It was a children's service. I didn't even know that was a prophecy. And they chose me to preach before the whole congregation, the main SDA church, big church. Yeah, and I was standing there. And they wrote everything for me. Just in case I forget. So you see that my eyes were on the paper. They wrote everything, comma, full stop, semicolon, everything. They added it in the sheet for me, just in case I miss. And I was standing there, 12-year-old boy. And I was reading and preaching with passion. And I still remember, a woman walked up to me. And she said, you preach so powerfully.
Yeah. She said, you preach so powerfully. I was just a small boy. And you know, sometimes when you are a kid and it's like you are preaching, people are laughing. Like, hey, that kid is funny. No, me, it wasn't like that. I still remember. They were looking at me and listening. Yeah, with attention. Let no man despise your youthfulness. Sometimes they might try to talk to you. Hey, keep right there. He said, see, you, when did you come? Eh? How old are you? He said, 19 years old. What did you say you are? Please say, prophetess. Come, go and sit there. You get up and you are calling your name, names, calling yourself that. What should we call ourselves? You see, sometimes some people are just excited, eh? Call ourselves Jay-Z. Call ourselves Beyonce. That's what you want. Let no man despise your youth. Let no man despise your youth. Don't let anyone disdain your youthfulness. Your state of being young is your state of being productive. And let me tell you something. When you are young, that's when you can have adventures. Yeah, adventures. You can adventure 3 days fasting. Adventure 3 days with water. 5 days. 5 days with fruits. 7 days. You can adventure 10 hours. 16 hours. Rather than joining some other people and then they're doing some other things. You can have adventures in the spirit. Different kind of visions and different kind of dreams. Oh. You can scream. You can shout. You can stand for long. Yeah. So I want you to not look down on yourself. You can have several millions to your name. I'm not saying that go and steal. No, I'm saying everything with you is possible. You can have lands. You can start building houses. You can start putting up properties. You can start having 2 businesses, 3 businesses. You can do it. You can do it. You're not too young. So I want you to take off the limits. If you take off the limits, God can now meet those expectations. Take off the limits. Yeah, take off the limits. I said take off the limits of I'm young. Take it off. Take off the limits. Say I'm just as young, but I can't have $1 million. Who told you that? It's just a few more years. There are people around me who are going to be counting millions. Yeah, it's one of the grace on my life. Yeah, you see it. Just a few more years. Not Ghana cities though. I'm not talking about Ghana cities. Can I say these millions is not money? I'm talking about US dollars. Yeah. You see it. If you are here, you see it's one of is what you see that in this ministry, you see that this one is a even if we don't tell you, you might not even know. This one is a millionaire, 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 this one is a millionaire. Yeah. You see it. It's one of the traits of fruitfulness in this ministry. God showed it to me about many years ago. Yeah. I saw something in a vision, in a dream. And he said, the reasons why I'm giving you all these people is because I want you to send out more pastors and missionaries. That's why I tell people that when you have money, you think it's for you before it starts going, before it starts vanishing. before what you are doing doesn't even work well, then you now say, ah, God gave me the money so I could use it for the ministry. Yes, it's true. Because whatever you are connected to strongly, it multiplies. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. God is going to give you life-transforming ideas in a few months, a few years, just up ahead of you. And those ideas will break into several millions. Believe what I'm saying. Don't say that, hey, Pastor Heisberg, believe what I'm telling you. Yes. Multi-million ideas that can change things. Yeah, that can change things. So I'm just trying to say that let's not have that mind of we are youthful. Oh, if we say we want 100,000 Ghana cedis right now, let me tell you, before God and man, I don't even think you guys cannot raise 100,000 Ghana cedis. I don't think so. I don't think so. Because I've never seen us as youthful, like small. We're just there. We don't have anything. What are you talking about? Saying we're hitting a target of 100,000. We want to buy this property. I'm telling you, one person can take more than 80% of whatever it is. One person. Yeah, one person. Someone will say, Pastor, please don't say it. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't bother the congregation. I feel like that's really greedy. He just takes everything. I see those things happening in your life. Eh? I see those things happening in your life. I said, I see those things happening in your life. Nobody should despise your youthfulness. Nobody. Ministry, nobody. Secularly, nobody. Now, I'm not talking about being arrogant. I'm just talking about knowing what you are and who you are. That's all. And what you can do. You're confident. You're bold. Yes, you are. And you're making transformable change in your life. So I'm speaking as touching everything. So it cuts through every aspect of your life. Yes. And God is going to help you. Today, we continue on the same conversation. Our time is fast spent. I didn't even know it was fast spent. Right? We're going to trust God. We're going to trust God. We're going to believe God. We're going to walk with God. We're going to dare God for great things. I said the time is coming. There will be no physical space enough to hold us as a people. One of the things we'll struggle for are venues. Because 95% of the venues in the country, they will not be able to contain us. Yes. We'll struggle. We'll say, this venue, they say, no, the place is too small. This venue, they say, it's too small, Pastor. This venue is too small. How about that big venue? Say, Pastor, please, that one is still too small. Still too small. We are going to work towards it. And God will honor the word of his prophet. Are you listening? He will honor it. He will honor it. He will honor it. So that's what I'm saying. Don't dream small. Right? You matter.
in this matter. Everyone matters in this matter. What I'm talking about, everyone matters in this matter. Ministry, don't dream small. When you see yourself like you have 15,000 disciples, or 10,000, or 5,000, or 2,000, according to your, just see something greater than yourself. See something greater than yourself. And God will bring those thoughts you have, those imaginations, those desires of your hearts to pass. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So tomorrow.